It's not that I'm obsessed with stats or anything like that or even worried about them, but I want to give a shout out, an open shout out to someone that's from the land down under that's tuned into the podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're my first global listener from the other side of the world, and I want to thank you, and I really appreciate it. Tell your friends about me, all of you within ear reach of this. Tell your friends, like, share, and support wherever you can. Thank you. I'm really appreciative, and I'm working on new content right now as we speak. Peace. Learn More Truth Podcast. Perspectives, topics, points of view from the conscious Moorish American standpoint. Posting weekly content. Be sure you listen, like, and support where you can. The officer in, or the retired officer in Buffalo. And the situation here in, most recently, of course, I mean, we know it was off the chain ridiculous. We know that. But assessing it as I have, of course, what tends to be forgotten in a lot of these types of scenarios is not necessarily the fact that they needed to refrain from contacting him because apparently there was a warrant, but they could have disengaged. They could have, should have used an alternate method. Okay, my guest is coming on now, so let me see what's going to happen here. They might come in through the stereo app, or yeah, there we go. We're going to try it. All right. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Islam.
Let me turn down that real quick. Hello. Good day to you. How you doing? What's happening?
Yes. Thank you for the invitation. I just got back from a walk with this little miniature beast that I am caring for.
Right. Yeah.
Agriculture subcommittee Zoom this morning.
Mm-hmm. Right. I noticed that. I jumped in a little bit on there for a minute and saw it, and then had to get this thing going on, setting up. I actually had been going on this live for about an hour and a half, roughly. So I actually covered a few topics before you joined me right now. So actually, let me put your name up on the screen here for those of us that are watching on through StreamYard. And welcome to the show. I guess it is a show.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we are actually streaming through Facebook, YouTube, Instagram right now, along with the stereo app right now. So,
okay, great. Yeah. Let me introduce myself.
Yes, please.
I am Mia Moore, and I'm calling in out of Khalifa, Chumash territory, and as a this great land of ours, God, New York. Let me know if you can hear me clearly.
Yeah, it's coming. It's fluctuating a little bit. Just carry on to speak as clear as you normally do. It should be all right. It should pick it up. We'll make do. You know, you're coming through okay, but it's a little bit. Sometimes it drops in and out slightly. Go ahead.
Great. Damn it. Just trying to get set up. I do wanted to start off with a prayer.
Okay, feel free. Go for it.
Great. This is a prayer to our ancestors. I'm going to be speaking it as from my perspective as an individual, but I want everybody to keep this in mind. So I'll start. Thank you, ancestors and spiritual guides. Thank you for guiding us and protecting us on our journey. We love you for helping us and for loving us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We're grateful for you. We are aware of your presence. My purpose is clear because of you. Please remind us daily, hourly, and by the minute why we are so blessed. And we are open to receiving our blessings. This next step on our journey will be one of the best moments. And we are calling on the universe to continue to shelter us and keep us safe. And we are forever grateful. Thank you, ancestors. Please continue to guide us and enlighten us, and give us the strength to inspire and enlighten those that are less blessed than us. Peace.
Amen. Amen. That's nice. Thank you for starting that. It came in brilliant. If you kind of keep in mind to keep that flow, keep it right there at that level, we could make that happen. That's perfect. That was perfect. Thank you so much. And because I didn't start off with one, I was actually reserving that for you. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. And like I said, I've been at this for about an hour and a half, and there's no real end cap on this. I actually am just kind of like freewheeling it. And basically, I want to start at 11 o'clock Tuesday and Thursdays each week, and just go until at least, I don't know, however long you feel like going. So we're good to go. Just talked about some other things earlier relative to what's going on in vaccines and all that stuff. Yeah, I talked about a whole bunch of other stuff.
Inspire others to get a kind of a picture of where we are or what kind of vibe we're going to give off.
Yeah, go ahead.
So do you have a favorite color?
Let's see. Favorite color. It changed. It was once like an orange color. Now it's more like turquoise.
This is so stupid.
What's the matter? Everything good? I'll go with turquoise being my favorite color now.
Sorry. I need to find a better spot. I keep disconnecting.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, take it easy.
Working on it.
Okay, no worries. No worries. We're making it happen. We're here. I can still hear you, so we're good.
I think this is a good location where I'm at.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat yourself? Your favorite color?
I said it was once orange. Now it's turquoise. We're talking.
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about me
now. They say that a lot about it. Right. Well, let's imagine that the room is filled with orange and turquoise.
Right.
Turquoise colors. Mix in my favorite color, yellow, and we'll splash some yellow in there.
Okay. Okay. Groovy. That'll work. That'll work. All right.
Great. If everybody could just picture. Yeah, let's start off with some basics. Let's get to know you.
Okay, get to know me. Now, what brought you here to me to start asking me these type of questions? I'm just curious. I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm not really comfortable with talking about myself just outwardly like that. This is great. You got some questions to ask. So I'm good with it. Let's go for it.
I think anybody can ask themselves these questions. And maybe paint a picture for you of a better understanding of self.
Right. Okay. I'm with it. Let's see here.
Okay, great. So when and where did you enter into this realm?
Yeah. You mean when I was more than birthed? are we talking?
Yes.
Well, Los Angeles, California is where I hail from. I'm a very proud third generation Angeleno. And was born and raised and all over Los Angeles. Very proud of that. And basically a year after I consider myself a Watts baby, because basically I was conceived within a year after the Watts riots. So that's kind of, I mean, I guess in a way it was like a positive. I was a positive out of a negative experience, I guess, more or less. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, 1966.
Okay. Watts, Cali baby.
Yeah, Los Angeles, Cali baby. Yes, California, Khalifa territory baby. Proud to be it.
Yes. Do you have fond memories from your childhood?
Yes, the sunshine, actually walking to kindergarten alone for a few blocks, you know, until I rounded the corner or whatever. The wood floors in a particular building when I was in kindergarten and first grade, the smell of the wood on the floor, the wood flooring in those older buildings. And, you know, yeah, we know there were chemicals used, but it was just the smell of those chemicals then or the wood on the floor. That I was able to that really stands out in my mind, and the appearance of the sun each day, the sunshine, the way it felt. And I was basically not oblivious to it, but I was in a particular atmosphere that was less than, I would say, congenial overall, being where it was, where it was situated, things that were going on around me. I was kind of in tune to it, even at five. But there was a lot of positive things that I actually was able to view more readily than anything else that would be considered negative around me, if that makes any sense.
That's astonishing memory from such a young age. Do you remember, you know, how they ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up, when you're a child? Did you have any dream of what you wanted your life to look like?
You know, I thought about that question, and I've thought about that question through the years. I had no clue. I mean, I guess it was a myriad of different things I wanted to do in my life and wanted to be, but I can't say anything really stood out. You know, I can't say that I wanted to be a musician, a singer, that I really wanted to be something particular. I didn't really know. I mean, I don't remember for whatever reason, but I'm sure as many kids of a certain age, they aspire to be something. I don't know. I'll probably just say race car driver, because that's something I ended up actually doing, but get into that.
Okay. On a side note, we want to welcome our listener, Sid Eel. Hey. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Yes. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for tapping in. Appreciate it. Welcome to, my show is called Learning More Chronicles. So I'm going with that. And I also added your title to it as well. And actually I have it up here. I thought I had it up here somewhere. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Please join in the conversation if you have anything you want to add. I just wanted to say that when I was younger, since I love animals so much, I wanted to be an animal doctor, a veterinarian.
There you go.
And then your brother mentioned I would probably have to put animals to sleep and euthanize them. So then I changed my mind.
Mm. Yeah.
How easily we are. So as far as that, do you have any future goals starting from today and then in the next three, five, 10 years, perhaps? Do you have any future goals?
Oh, just being here for my son. And I told him emphatically that I was not expecting to be a pop for the next 10, 15 years minimum. but in terms of any, I've gone along my life, I guess, just not necessarily floundering, because that sounds negative, but I've gone about my life not necessarily having a plan and just kind of rolled with it. So to sit here and say, hey, what would you want to be in five? I really couldn't tell you. I mean, part of me says, yeah, I would not mind. Really? I really can't. I couldn't tell. I mean, I'm just kind of taking each day one day at a time, more or less, I think. I don't know if that.
Do you have any?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you have any vision or wants? Do you have any visions of like, this is how I would like things to be?
I want to travel. I want to have the ability. And actually, this is something I've always had in mind. I've always wanted the ability to be free, to go and just travel. To go somewhere pretty much at a whim.
Right.
Far less about far less about material possessions. I mean, I do like nice things. I'm a big car guy. I like motorcycles, but I don't have trust in the motoring community on these roadways anywhere. But I would envision myself probably riding a motorcycle cross country, and you know, that's something I actually would not mind doing, either that or getting a motorhome and traveling cross country. Traveling, that's really what I would not mind being in a position to do. So yeah, in a nutshell, pretty much, yeah. I'm rather simple. I'm rather basic. Yo, sit down. Okay, I see.
That is very personal. I was hoping you would touch a little bit on Rising of the Moors and our community and uplifting.
Yes, I'm a big believer in the aspect of uplifting fallen humanity, because the thing of it is, we have to actually, each and all of us has to understand that we have fallen. What tends to get in the way is that I believe that we're too prideful to understand that we are damaged. We're too prideful to understand that we have gone through trauma. We're too prideful to realize that we were hoodwinked and bamboozled into a construct that we have no control over. So consequently, part of you makes you angry, and the other part makes you just want to cope and escape from what's real. And that's part of the issue that I'm kind of having, but I'm just remaining positive in the sense that I want to just contribute and do my part.
That's the key.
Right. I just want to contribute and do my part, you know, and recognize what my contributions can be. And I don't feel that I missed the boat or anything, but I spent a good part of my 20s and early 30s or so not necessarily ignoring all that's gone on or discounting it or anything like that. But I just kind of, you know, just said I could just live life this way and be all right, you know. But the whole idea of Rise of the Moors, yeah, I believe that we need to rise up, and we need to construct. And I've always believed in doing our own thing, separate from the system construct that we've been contrived to be in. So that's part of my determination.
Right.
That's part of my determination, is to actually, you know, somehow contribute and be of benefit, not only to me, but to others as well. And getting them to understand where it is we are and what we have to do.
Yeah. Like you said, stay positive, because on the other side of that, clear picture of we are damaged in a certain way, but we can offer our brothers and sisters help. So it's a clear picture of what we need help with. So therefore, we'll just build those resources. And it's possible, and it's coming. I'm not sure how far you got with the agriculture community. Hear about the earth houses?
Yes, I heard, the last I heard, I believe it had to do with more like planting and developing produce and such, or cultivating.
Right. So they were saying earth houses are like tiny homes, except that they have gardens inside of them. And so they're completely protected so that we can all create our own fresh produce, our own food with combination from the outside world inside our homes, on our own lands. This is a beautiful thing to picture and envision and then manifest, because the possibilities are endless. So it's pretty exciting. I'm excited.
Yeah. You know, part
I'm so excited. Yes.
Yeah, I'm enthusiastic about it too myself. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of this planning going into it and everything, and people are really expressing a desire to go that direction, and I fully believe in it, and really it's needed. You know, it's just I've been in an atmosphere all my life to be a realist, and you know, it's not that I would purposely be a detractor to anything, because I would actually just reserve those types of thoughts myself, because I believe in just being constructive. But at the same time, you know, just from my individual standpoint, you know, I have to be real and understand that, yeah, you know, my current situation doesn't allow for me to facilitate anything right now. But yeah, in the future, sure, I would love to live on a parcel in a tiny house. I would love to live in a self-contained atmosphere, not in an apartment community. I don't want to live in a neighborhood. I'd rather live in a community, actually. I mean, I was, you know, they call it apartment community, but this is not a community. This is a neighborhood. And I want to live among my own.
Right. Correct. Yes. Yes. And as long as you can speak it, talk about it, you know, envision it, then you can therefore feel it and manifest it.
Right. I believe in that.
These are good goals and dreams to have. Can I ask another question? If you've had any hobbies throughout your life?
I've had several. I've had several. I'll start with the most recent, fairly recent. Motorsports, driving on closed circuits, amateur motorsports. I was an accomplished racing car driver for several years. Performance driving. I actually instructed performance driving clinics. I was a competition racing instructor for a sanctioning body called the Sports Car Club of America for several years. I have my own racing car. I've had several cars. I actually collected a few cars that I used to race. I started out street racing, illegal activity, but that transcended into me getting into something legitimate. And I've always been fascinated by automotive machinery and derives a lot of pleasure out of the hobby and spent a lot of money at it. I thought I'd be earning enough money by just having a just over broke situation. So that drawing, I used to draw when I was younger, when I was a kid, creative writing, poetry, essay writing, just writing. I'm a reader, but I'm more of a writer than a reader. Musician. I played violin when I was for about 7 years when I was a child, and clarinet for two. I'm currently into music to some degree, but I come short of saying that I'm a producer, but I do create music.
Can you still play violin?
I haven't really touched one. I actually bought one from one of those wholesale outlets. I bought one and it almost fell apart, but yeah, I could still play it. Another fond memory I have too, that goes along with it is the smell of rosin. If you ever played violin and you know what rosin is, it's for the bow. It's to treat the bow so it'll go across the strings, it'll glide across the strings better. And I remember the smell of rosin. And I also have I still have a crease on my finger. Well, it's pretty much almost, yeah. I still have a crease on my index.
That's the one that you whack the strings with?
Well, it's the E string from holding down the E string so hard. There's an indentation on my finger from the E string, from the thinnest string on the fret or whatever. And so I still have that to this day. So yeah, I can play, but I can't really fiddle like I'm not a fiddler type of person. I mean, I'm sure if I could get down a little bit, but I can't. Funny thing is, I can't read a note to save my life. That's what the funny thing is. I can't read a note to save my life. But I found out that Prince didn't necessarily read music, so I figure I'm okay. So yeah, I don't mean to ramble, but yeah, I've had a number of hobbies all through the years. I mean, model cars as a kid, from driving race cars to, you know, adulthood. And I won't necessarily say that this is a hobby because I don't want to discredit it, but you know, I like music, sound production, stuff like that. So I'm open to a lot of things. You're doing great.
let's keep it moving. Let's talk about what motivates you.
Let's rock and roll. The sunshine. I derive a lot of energy from sunshine. I've actually changed my mood. My mood will change with the presence of the sun.
Yes.
That's it. The beach.
I am sitting out in the sun now.
Oh man, I idolize you. The beach. Love the beach. Beach.
That motivates
beach.
You?
Yes. The sound, the ocean spray, the sand, pretty much all the elements. Woo, you got some. Ooh, you got some background there, kid. Let me turn you down a little bit.
You know I'm a liar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. Do you have any people in particular in your life right now that inspire you?
People that inspire me?
Yes.
Within my social
in your life right now?
My son does. My son is an inspiration to me somewhat, but I mean, I could say my wife, but you know, it's more of a motivational thing. you know, those pretty much, I'm just a family guy right now. I don't, as far, it sounds bad for me to say, thank you for the applause. I see it's not for me, but it sounds bad for me to say, but I don't really have any analog friends right now here, because I'm actually a fish out of water. I'm here in North Texas, lived here for about 10 years, actually found out about this place from someone I went to high school with. And so I don't really have any friends per se. I have associates, but I don't really have any friends that I derive inspiration from. Specifically, not here, but mainly my family, you know, my son. And I get a lot of inspiration from myself, and I also get inspiration, believe it or not, from some people and what they write and what they say, you know, throughout social media. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm a follower, but I view a lot of information, a lot of material any given day. And I actually communicate with people, actually have communicated with people, and they've actually reciprocated. Should I enable comments on Instagram or not? What do you think? Should I enable comments? I'm going to go ahead and enable comments. That's how generous I'm going to be. Be nice, though. Please be nice. You know, I'm not saying that this is entirely a new experience, but this is a new experience somewhat. I've become gradually, slowly but surely, more open in my approach to this as it comes along. Meeting new people through here, through this medium, and especially as it relates to Moorish consciousness, which is a term I use a lot. Moorish consciousness has to do with recognizing the heritage, the indigenous aboriginal heritage that you are, that you are not a so-called United Statesian, as I heard the term, United Statesian, that America is a continent. Northwest Amexum, and that a lot of the indigenous aboriginal heritage was usurped by what has become and what is a government that is not really a government. It's a construct to keep people subjugated, and it's not opinion, it's fact if you read it. But we won't get into that today. I actually wanted to speak on civics. I'll be speaking on civics in the future. I'll be speaking on topics related to sovereignty, because we are born sovereign. I actually covered this earlier. Let me see something. Oh, okay. My cousin just sent me something. All right. Check this out. I just got this from my cousin in the LA area, who I wish would join me. Let's see here. Yeah, we need to look into that. I value my guest's time. I'm the only one kind of kicking back today. Hey, welcome back. We got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, 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 yes. I can hear you loud and clear.
This is impressive. This is
I thought.
Okay, so. You know, in about 10 days, I'll have better internet service.
Oh, okay.
We're just that's my only challenge right now.
Gratitude.
I want to
gratitude.
Get back into.
That's okay. We're still going to work it out, y'all. We're still going to work it out. We're still going to work it out. Man. Just when I thought I had too much. I guess I do. I got all this gear. Yeah. But we'll work it out. We'll work it out. There's always a way. When there's a will, there's a way. So this part of the show. Actually, there was a list of questions that the sister had sent me. And I am answering them. Let me hold on a second. There she is. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Learning More Chronicles. Can I help you? Let's see. Been at it for 2 hours. Man.
My apologies. Wow. I think this, I can foresee this happening again.
So I'm laughing with you. I'm laughing with you. Not at you.
It's super frustrating.
No, don't get frustrated. It, you know, when there's a will, there's a will, there's a way.
I feel as if, you know, it's a sign that maybe it's just not today. It feels as if something else is lined up. Probably, you know, I mean, why is this happening? Maybe there's a reason why my internet not just being stable.
Ah, it's all good. Are you on a portable? I've had success listening with dealing with this through certain browsers like Google Chrome, and have been able to successfully broadcast with a use of a PC. And I don't think it depends on the browser that you're using as well. So there's different factors. That's the only thing about getting guests on here when I use this platform. It's the matter of which browser to use and stuff like that, because it actually transmits through your browser. So we're still live on Instagram. We're still live on Facebook. We're still live on YouTube. This has turned out to be kind of an all-out marathon, I guess, if you will. But I'll have some content for you, believe me. Who did that sound like? Believe you me.
We will do this again in the future. A little
content, okay? All right, hey, we're here for you. I'm here for you.
This is all yeah. practice, right?
I don't know about you. I'm expert.
Good to know. Yeah, I mean, I'm quick with it. I jumped on StreamYard real quick. My internet is still not stable.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sure there must be another way. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we could always do Zoom. We could always go to Zoom. Like everybody else on the planet does.
That's also a gamble for me.
Is it really?
I know. Do you know how to record on Zoom?
Yes, I do. Oh, just in case you didn't know, I am recording right now, by the way. Yes, pet peeves. You want to say pet peeves? Pet peeves, man. Pet peeves. Ineptitude.
My internet. I have to say ineptitude.
Yeah, ineptitude. Professional ineptitude from the standpoint of, you know, someone that was a professional and they don't get it. Ineptitude. Oh man, people misrepresenting who they are. Not just liars, but people that engage in chicanery. They mislead people. They're pretentious. That's a pet peeve. And I have a number of others, but they don't stand out right away. I mean, I'm usually a pretty late. I've been told I'm a laid back person.
Yeah.
I've been told I work at that. I've had other people to tell me that I have a lot of tolerance for people. So I do put up with a lot. I have. But I don't, you know, as I've aged, I've tried to not let the small stuff sweat me. I try not to sweat the small stuff rather. So, yes. You know, the funny story about my guest is they happen to reside where in a region of Khalifa territory that I spent quite several years at in my 20s. So it's funny. It's funny how things go. All right. I think it's getting to be about time for another break as we... okay, here we go. I was going to take another break. Let's see how much patience my guest has. All right. I'm just questioning how much patience you might have. Okay. This is definitely a test. I'm just seeing how patient, because you're sticking with it. I tell you that. You are sticking with it. See, a lot of this material, man, it's like when I was saying that I don't have content, there's a wealth of content. All you got to do is open up a browser and start looking at stuff. But, you know, I didn't want to run into issues with being a copycat. This more that I actually saw earlier that posted up actually had posed a rather interesting set of questions here. Let me.
Zion Morris, I'm just sitting at work, this plantation, thinking about how we run through the same cycles over and over again when every one of us is murdered in the streets. What do we do? There's outrage, emotional lashing about the police, and we need to be stopped. And we make signs and go stand in front of people's houses, and then we sing. We get the police officer. No, we don't. They're not even officers. That's a whole other story. It just repeats. Where's the justice? The settlement? How much is your son or daughter worth, right? They get murdered in the streets. Not my son. So with this cycle repeating continuously, at what point, I'm asking, do you learn about your nationality and your birthrights? Do you ask the question, what can be done if there's something to be done? What has been done already?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that because it was something on my Instagram account. Young gentleman, Young Moore, that goes by the handle of Clearing Concepts 365, that had some things to say about things going on around us, and mainly mentioned nationality and stuff. And actually, I was quite intriguing, quite compelling. I'm actually charged by people like this that actually want to devote their lives or part of their lives to changing this situation. And that's what I'm all about being here. And that's what learning more truth is about. But I digress. Hey, you still there with me? Hey, sister.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm glad you shared that.
You heard that whole thing?
I was typing in how do you ground yourself?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I ground myself? I meditate. Just meditate. I mean, I don't meditate like often. I'm actually getting back more into it. I had fallen off from doing that for a while. But as far as grounding myself, yeah, I've gotten progressively back into meditation and really trying to find my spiritual center. Huh. Yep. Music too. Music helps.
How do you meditate?
Deep breathing. I could actually just be sitting in a park bench in the sun and just like, it's not like at all like zoning out. I could just be sitting somewhere as long as I'm safe, you know, as long as no one's sneaking up on me or anything like that. But I could just be sitting somewhere out in the open or right here on my patio and just channel things out, you know, and limit the distractions and whatnot. So that's how I ground myself. And let's see, I bet you I can tell you what the next question is going to be. Let me see here. This is the Learning More Chronicle show with guest, Honorable Noble Rye. Hey, Rye, you back. Let's see, you back. Yeah. What? I know the next question. I know what the next question is going to be. I know the next question.
What's the next question?
It has something to do with my inner child. Hold on. I just had it up. What advice would you give your inner child is to not be so hyper? Because I was hyper as a child. So don't not be so hyper. Don't be so hyper. And then I wish I would have learned the truth, man, about things. I would have did a pivot. But not be so hyper, I guess. And don't go so girl crazy. Because I was girl crazy as a kid. Uh-oh. Who's this other profile right here?
This is me.
Oh, hey, you got a flag there. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm sorry. Well, that looks, hey!
Can you hear me better?
Hey. Yes. Okay. What did you do? Go on my computer? So,
yeah, I'm on my laptop, so I'm hoping this is better than my phone.
I didn't tell you, but that's what StreamYard recommends. They actually recommend this going through laptops or computers, desktops or whatever. thank you. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for being here. Thanks for working this out.
Yeah, perfect. Learning more. So let's talk about some book recommendations.
Okay, book recommendation. Let me see. Let me make sure I got the title right. If, and it's a quick read, it's actually a good weekend read, okay? Because yes, it actually will not take up the whole weekend, but a 100, let me make sure I got the title correctly, okay? It is by J.A. Rogers. Basically, all of J.A. Rogers' books, can't go wrong.
You said J.A. Rogers?
Letter J, letter A.
Okay.
Yes. Hold on a second. I'm typing, I'm in my browser right now. I'm in my feelings. Let's see. You know, someone sent me something saying that they really liked what I was doing. They listened to my podcast and they liked what I was doing. That warmed my heart. It was somebody, and I'm not patronizing anybody either. I'm just saying I liked it. I dug it. That's real cool. That meant a lot to me. Okay. It is 100 amazing facts about the Negro.
Oh yes.
With complete proof.
Yes, I just downloaded that.
That is important. That is an important book. Also, another one to get is by the same author is, God, the title escapes me right now, but this is even about the same level of importance as this one. And I have I got several books of his.
When you're searching, I want to recommend a book by Michael A. Singer. It's called The Untethered Soul. And it's by tapping into traditions of meditation and mindfulness. The author and the spiritual teacher is Michael A. Singer. And he shows how the development of consciousness can enable us all to dwell in the present moment and let go of painful thoughts and memories that keep us from achieving happiness and self-realization.
I need that book.
It is so deep. It is so good. And it's almost as if... it's a gift, as if any book is a gift, you know?
Okay. It definitely is. I really know. I know that now. Definitely. Yes.
The Untethered Soul. I'll send that to you.
Okay. Nature knows no color line. Nature knows no color line. That's another J.A. Rogers book. Nature knows no color line. Very important. Those two books are tantamount. They're absolutely important. Among the other works that he's done, and Carl G. Woodson's book, Miseducation of the Negro. There's one called Education of the Negro.
Yes. And that is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Another J.A. Rogers book, though, called From Superman to Man, which I just recently received. I haven't opened it yet. I haven't started it. From Superman to Man is supposed to be about Prophet Noble Drew Ali.
Oh, good. Ooh, I can't wait. I'm going to look that up now.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I haven't verified that, but I'm pretty sure it is. But yeah, it was supposed to be about, because you understand that J.A. Rogers lived at a time where he physically had to talk to people. He had to actually go and see these places and document things that he observed from the people and being in these different. That's why, and I happen to agree with this, that is why it is actually important to travel, to go and talk to the people of the soil and get a perspective, gain a perspective knowledge of the people that are there, that are in basically indigenous to those lands and territories, and get a full concept of what it was like and what it is and what they've had to face socially within the realms of those environments. So yeah, I'm a believer in traveling. I just haven't had the opportunity.
Yes. What is your sun sign?
What is my sun sign? Oh,
when were you born?
Virgo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Virgo. Virgo the Virgin.
Do you know your moon sign?
I have a moon sign.
Yes.
That's why I'm learning more. I told you I'm learning more.
That's good. That's good, because I have been trying to diligently study astrology the past few days, week and a half. But yeah, we have a moon sign and an ascending sign. And they all just basically tell us about ourselves and our personality and our characteristics. I can send you, there's numerous astrology websites, but also that you could put in your birth information, your time. Your time of birth is really, really important to pinpoint exactly the snapshot of the stars in the sky at the time of your birth, which can tell you about yourself. It's basically like we are written in the stars.
Yeah, yeah. That I know.
Divine destiny.
I never knew what a moon sign was. I mean, real. Call me. I don't know. It is what it is. But just I have another search engine open. So let me know what you got as far as at least one or maybe.
Oh, let me just tell you about this really nice put together app. I just downloaded to my laptop. It's called CO Star, and you put your information in, and it'll tell you different birth charts as far as. We are accustomed to the Western astrologists, which is off by our ancient ancestors from Kemet,
yes.
and the Mayans. So yes. they went off of a different calendar, which is our natural calendar, you know. So, but it's nice that it has different ones like that. But that app, yeah, it'll show you where all your planets were aligned in the sky at your time of birth. And it'll tell you which house they were in, which is it's just relative to how you relate things to your life.
Yeah, so, we talked about that before, having the houses aspect. We talked about that just
yes. there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so amazing because there's levels and levels and levels to this. Because if you really dig deeper and research, you can see that the stories – I used to call them fables because I didn't really understand their true meanings because I didn't understand the etymology of the words in the Bible. But yes. It'll show you how stories in the Bible, as for instance, the book of Job relates to the seven stars, the Pleiades. And then, you know, we mix it with our knowledge or not knowledge, but our what is it called when they program you our conditioning to believe the Greek mythology. And I read somewhere that during those times when Greek mythology was written, that they were in such a time of strife that they didn't have time to write philosophy. So it really is just kind of covering up Moorish science and our heritage. You know what I'm saying? They're yeah. saying that, oh, the Greeks and the Greek gods and you know, how the planets and the stars are named after these mythical creatures, but in actuality, it's more science. It's amazing to uncover all these things that we've been conditioned to believe in. His story was a certain way, right?
Right.
But right. in our heritage, in her story, which is the true natural law, all law, it's more science.
You know, when you started talking about the Greek aspect of it. Greek mythology in that. I actually studied that as a kid in South Central Los Angeles, LA Southwest College. One of the courses I took was related to Greek mythology. And what's really cool about that is I actually had a bit of a fascination for Greek mythology as a kid. I mean, at that age, around, I think I was about 9 or 10, I was taking a bus over there and I was going every Saturday morning. And, I mean, I'm drawing pretty much of a blank, but of it right now, the material, because like I said, I was kept busy. I was going to arts classes in East Hollywood. I was going to, you know, again, these classes where I learned how to play piano, tennis, and they just basically kept me busy and kept me off the street from being associated and affiliated with the street activity. So, yeah, the Greek classes I really kind of got into. I was drawing pictures and stuff like that, but I had no idea. Until you said it, and I think I might have heard it from somebody else, that all that basically was the Moors, was Moorish heritage. And it stands for reason because we invented everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so, a beautiful yeah, thing, you know.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. So those recent reads, yeah. Definitely any of the J.A. Rogers books, and I only recommend the 100, first of all, because it's going to blow your socks off when you get to number 99. And as a matter of fact, there's also an audiobook. It's available in audiobooks as well. You know, before I actually ordered the hard book or whatever, the paperback, I actually listened to that on audiobooks, on Audible. So, yeah, that would be one book to recommend to get started with anybody that wants to learn more about themselves. And I think that I personally think that should be mandatory reading. As a matter of fact, I'm actually going to order one for my son.
I know, right?
And I already told him that the books I'm actually collecting are going to be his anyway, but I'm actually going to get a few of his own copies for himself. Because I don't want to overwhelm them, because school is a negative thing for them right now. Not negative, but school is kind of a drag for them right now because they're being indoctrinated, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So at some point in time, see, I kind of wish I had the ability or I was in the position to either homeschool him or have him in a Moorish type atmosphere where there's a school that's available for Moors, really. It's an online school. And I actually would not mind having him involved with that, but he's so far into the sports, you know, being a student athlete and everything. And, you know, basically he's doing what he wants to do. You know, I don't want to be a downer to my kid when I was denied certain opportunities at his age, because his growing up is somewhat different than mine. Did you have any more questions? Cause I remember the ones that we went over. That you forwarded to me, right?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm not super comfortable.
Okay, perfect.
You're coming in great. I don't want to seem like I'm being something that I'm not by talking to myself. I mean, it was your idea to ask me these questions, and I'm answering them, so I'm cool with it. I just don't want.
Okay. Cool.
Not that I really care what people think. Not that I really care what people think, but I just don't want it to seem like this is some arrogant dude that's talking about himself. You know what I mean? This is not that at all.
Oh, no. Yeah, you shouldn't worry at all. Let's just switch it up a little bit and have some fun with it. Let's play a game of first.
Okay.
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 So we could go back and forth because this is really fun. Like just a memory game. And to be honest with you, I am really embarrassed because I feel as if due to a past traumatic experience of a head injury, I have problems with memory. And so I can't retain stuff like other people, but I came to a point where in competition with anybody else. So I'm just going to move at my own pace, right? And now we'll get things done. So I'm not in a rush. And I'm very, 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 I'm showered with love for my ancestors and my spirit guides. And it's like they literally are protecting me and holding me at the end in time, just protecting me. So I don't have very many stresses to worry about. Very blessed.
Well, you know how actually special it is to come into realization and acknowledgement of that, though. I don't know if you realize it, but that's the thing that I'm kind of. I won't even say it's a missing link in me. I mean, coming in, being able to recognize it, that's a big deal.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's important for people to take control of their. Of their selves, just responsibility for self as far as your well-being, health, you know, your spiritual health and your mental health. Really, really important. I've just been.
I think you dropped out a little bit. You dropped.
It should be phases. It's regarding depending on. Can you hear me?
Cuts out slightly. Yes. You cut out slightly. I caught the part about, you know, mental health and spiritual health, maintaining that. Okay.
Yes. So that's why I was talking about memory, because I had a question about first, like, for instance, do you remember some people have told, I mean, not some people, one person told me they remembered their birth.
I remember something similar. I mean, somewhat similar. I remember being an infant in a couple of times. Actually, I remember the sensation of the sun and being in a reclined position.
What?
And Yes. I remember being in a somewhat reclined position and remembering that I didn't necessarily like it, but then again, I liked it because it was like you felt the sensation of the sun. You felt the thermal energy of the sun. I was laying in a position and I was moving, but of course I couldn't really move my body entirely. So based on those elements, that tells me I was an infant. Yeah, seriously.
Wow. And that's impressive because I can't go that far.
Yeah. Another occasion I do remember when we lived in a particular, and again, this was when I was a toddler because I reference it, or I've come to reference it because I saw a later photograph of that house and the vehicle parked next to it. What happened was, I believe I was laid down for a nap, an afternoon nap. And I believe they were normally scheduled. I remember being on the bed, and I remember looking out the window, and I remember seeing a particular Toyota vehicle, a Toyota car, a fastback two-door car, and I believe it was a Toyota Corona. Because I saw it in the future. I saw it when I got older, and I saw the photograph, and I found out what kind of car it was because I remember that vision. When I saw the picture later on after having that experience, I saw the photograph, I think, in my mom's scrapbook or something. And that's when I was able to put the two together. They're like, that was the car I saw when I was a little baby. Because it was on the back of, to be even more detailed, it was on the back of a tow truck, like a flatbed tow truck with a slope to it. It was on back of one of those. That's why, and I think that's why it prompted my attention, because it seemed to me that it either wasn't supposed to be there or it wasn't in a normal position. And I knew that I had that rationale. To have that rationale as a baby, and I had to be about two, maybe two, one and a half, two, maybe I wouldn't even say three. It was before I was 3 years old. And to later on see the photograph, and there was a green 50-ish Chevrolet pickup truck that used to park next door. That it was green. It was a particular green. And that it was the same truck that I saw, when I was frequenting the area when I was a baby, in the house that we lived in when I was a baby, because we lived with my maternal grandmother, so, and it was I remember where it was. It was next to Winchell's Donuts. We lived right next door to two doors down from a Winchell's Donuts on Florence, Vermont, and this had to be like in 1967, 68. Yep,
Florence and Vermont. Yep. Is that in Watts or
South Central? It's considered the quote unquote West Side because it's just west of the Harbor Freeway. It's just west of the Harbor Freeway along Florence Avenue, Florence, Vermont. I grew up in that area through the formative years of my life. Another good time to take a break, y'all. Be right back.
I'm back.
Me too. I didn't go anywhere.
All right.
So, Noble Moore, I know you were getting into your background and your childhood memories of school, right?
More or less, yeah. Whatever you want. I'm, open book pretty much.
I mean, did you hear me ask about if you remembered any teachers?
Yes.
Like no, your first grade teacher?
I didn't hear you ask that, but I do remember a couple of teachers. I remember one, they used to call me Adolf instead of Adolf, which, by the way.
What grade was that?
First grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was actually after Adolf became my first name. It was formerly my middle name.
More talk from a Moorish perspective.
I went as far as expatriating. Yes, I did. Even though we are part of a corporation, it's not really a government, but I still did the expatriation process.
Be sure to catch this and more conversations on the Learn More Truth podcast. Bolster your immune system. Help alleviate stress. Take in those minerals and vitamins that you really need. Nutrients like vitamin B, omega fatty acids 3, 6, and 9, and many more nutrients. More Beauty now offers hemp seed oil. We all know that health is wealth. We must do all we can to maintain it. More Beauty offers 100% hemp seed oil, a natural option. Hemp seed oil, available from More Beauty. Order yours today from theembassyofthemoors.org. Theembassyofthemoors.org.